Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that the level of solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 70 at 70, and the daily smooth sunspot number was hovering around single digit 5. Now those figures or those levels are expected to remain pretty much the same in the next few weeks, even as we move through into the first stages of sunspot cycle 25. Now the present sunspot cycle 24 is not expected to be complete until around 12 months from now. So this low sunspot activity is affecting long distance propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths, and on frequencies above about 10 MHz there's very low reliability on daylight paths on frequencies above about 10 MHz. Frequencies above about 10 MHz for daylight paths are reasonably well supported. Due to the coronavirus shutdown worldwide, power line interference has dropped to a very low level due to the closure of many local industries. At least that's the situation here in Melbourne in Victoria. The high frequency noise floor has reduced substantially. Reception here in Melbourne is now similar to what we had experienced back in the 1940s and 1950s. Very little power line interference and quite strong signals. Anyway, this is a summary of notable frequency occupancy in our post-sunrise period. Across the window, time window 2045 to 2100 on 6, 9 and 7 MHz. 5930, France. Radio Television Algérienne, the national station broadcasting from the Usedon transmitting station in Arabic. And 5940, and the same station, also from Usedon in Arabic. 6015, England. American religious station WBCQ is now using the Wolverton relay station for programming in Arabic to Middle East and the Near East. Good reception here in Melbourne. 6025, China. People's Broadcasting System or Station at Xinjiang, that's in Lhasa, with the Tibetan service at signing on at 2050. 6060, another USA station, WRMI in Miami, with English via long path from around 2100. 6170, Romania, Radio Romania International with English to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. 6200, China, the People's Broadcasting System, another frequency for the Lhasa transmitter in Korean, signing on at 2050. And the 41 meter band, 7285, China Radio International from Beijing, the Beijing transmitting site in English. 7300, England, station known as Radio Akbar, an Arabic station in that language, broadcasting from the Wolverton relay facility, at signing on at 2100. 7370, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, broadcasting in Spanish. 7530, political station known as the Voice of the Martyrs, from the relay station in Uzbekistan in Tashkent with programming in Korean. And 7590, another politically based station, broadcasting from Tashkent in Uzbekistan, known as North Korea Reform Radio, broadcasting in Korean. 9465, Adventist World Radio from Guam, broadcasting in Korean, signing on at 2100. 9535, Radio Havana, Cuba, broadcasting in Spanish. That's a long path reception node. And another frequency for Radio Havana, Cuba, 9640, also in Spanish, again, a long path. And 9740, England, the Voice of America, using the Wolverton Relay Station, with programming in French to Africa and the Middle East. So, quite good reception there, here in Melbourne. That's a summary we made recently in the morning window, just after sunrise, 2045 to 2100, with reduced power line noise, or power line interference, providing much better reception now, and quite clear reception of most frequencies that are audible, at least in that time period, with some long path propagation from North America on 49 and 31 metres. We'll now switch our attention to reception in the Northern Hemisphere, this time thanks to information received from the SWL Bulgaria DX online newsletter. Some quite good reception noted there recently in their local daytime period as follows. Radio France International, 25 metre band, 11790 from the Issedon transmitting station in France, 0500 to 0600 to East and Central Africa in Swahili. Very good reception in Bulgaria. 500 kilowatts transmitter and antenna 140 degrees. Also on 9805, 0600 to 0630 in Hausa, fair to good signals. Issedun again, 500 kilowatts and the antenna 170 degrees. And the same program, 11995, also from Issedun, same antenna and transmitter, also very good reception. And yet another reception of Radio France International, this time in the 19 metre band, 0800 to 0830 on 15455 to West Africa in the Mandingo language, Mondays to Fridays only, 500 kilowatts, the transmitter power, and the antenna 198 degrees. Adventist World Radio via the Moosburn, Austria relay station, heard in Bulgaria between 0500 and 0530 on 9630, programming to West Africa in Hausa, 300 kilowatts and the antenna 190 degrees. And the station known as Bible Voice Broadcasting, using the now in Germany relay station, 0600 to 0615 on 11655 to North Africa in Arabic. The transmitter there 125 kilowatts and the antenna 180 degrees. And fair signals of the Voice of Greece noted in Bulgaria, the 31 metre band on 9420 from around 0700. Greek, and the station signed off on this frequency at 0707. To Western Europe, 150 kilowatts and 323 degrees. And now additional transmissions of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran for the Ramadan religious services, broadcasting on various frequencies throughout the day, and they're too numerous to mention here. And reception of a Russian station, an unidentified station with numbers, one of the mysterious number stations heard at various times. This one is on 5760 between 0700 and 0706 via a secret transmitting site in Russian to Eastern Europe.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.